From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Almacher. All year long, Julie combs through piles and piles and piles of new releases, and she picks out just one a week on which to shine the spotlight. Every once in a while, I get to fill in for her. This week's show is a look back at some of our favorites from 2008. One of Julie's favorites was the latest Beethoven recording from the Minnesota Orchestra. Osmo Venske was skeptical when his record label asked him to record the complete Beethoven symphonic cycle with the Minnesota Orchestra. There are more than 200 recordings out there already, but Venske loves Beethoven, and after he gave the matter a lot of thought, he decided he did have something fresh to say. Critics agreed, and a series of rave reviews followed the CD's release. Julie was particularly fond of the interpretation of Beethoven's Sixth, the Pastoral Symphony. She said that, under the baton of Osmo Venske, the piece becomes a nature ballet. She was especially fond of the second movement, A Scene by the Brook. She said, "This beautiful piece is a sanctuary of sound. Venske, the Minnesota Orchestra, played this exquisite movement prayerfully. The woodwinds flutter elegantly through the bird songs, and the strings float in unison, creating a buoyant yet thoughtful mood." Osmo Venske and the Minnesota Orchestra are putting their own stamp on these great symphonies. Julie Almacher says this new recording in the Minnesota Orchestra's Beethoven cycle has staying power. More Beethoven caught Julie's ear in 2008 with violinist Rachel Barton Pine, who shows off her investigative chops in her latest release, a CD pairing concertos by Beethoven and Franz Clement, the violinist who premiered Beethoven's concerto. Clement's concerto, written a year earlier, was undoubtedly influential on Beethoven. So much so that when Rachel Barton Pine and the Royal Philharmonic were rehearsing, they kept saying to themselves, "Man, it sounds like Clement is ripping off Beethoven." And they'd have to keep reminding themselves that it was just the opposite. It is always interesting to hear how composers and performers influence each other and continually recreate. My favorite picks of 2008 both spotlight the artist's ability to take what's familiar, turn it on its ear, and make something new. Leonard Bernstein reimagined Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. In the gritty streets of New York, the feuding families of the Montagues and the Capulets are now the rival gangs, the Sharks and the Jets. Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story is a microcosm of everything that's great and awful about the melting pot. The vibrancy of imported customs and cultures and colors, the generations of mistrust and suspicion, the violence that springs from fear, and the power of love to bridge these gaps. The Eroica Trio pianist Erica Nickrens says, "There's something about the melting pot that is America that's inspired an explosion of original musical styles." She and the rest of her band, violinist Susie Park and cellist Sarah Sant'Ambrogio, offer a sampler platter of unmistakably American fare, with vibrant performances of music from Bernstein, Gershwin, and Mark O'Connor. My last pick of the year was, for me, quite a surprise. I am not a fan of the crossover. But like we've been hearing in the last few minutes, the continuing evolution of music relies on reimagining what's been done before. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The King Singers and Billy Joel, Stephen Stills, Simon and Garfunkel, totally works.
April, come she will.
And if you don't believe me, just ask the Grammy Committee. The King's Singers' Simple Gifts earned a nomination for Best Crossover Recording this year. Ultimately, the appeal of any album lies in the talent and vision of the performers, and the strength of the compositions themselves. From that perspective, 2008 was a very rich year.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers.
And for this week and this year, that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Almacher. Happy New Year.